It's 7 after the hour now. Welcome to another hour of Good Day Health. In this hour, we focus on your health and wellness, courtesy of the intelligence of one Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, known far and wide as Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell is a doctor of chiropractic. He is a practitioner in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and I have been friends for a number of years, since my appearance that morning at the radio station in Salt Lake City that carries the program. I'll never forget that.
Neither will I.
It was kind of a fun experience. And I think it was, 10 years ago, maybe more?
Oh, at least 10.
11, 12 years ago?
Yes.
So now Jack has, because of his association with this program, become internationally famous as a Nooka chiropractor. And because of that, I've encouraged him and his wife, Mary, to do their podcasting. So they have a series of dozens of podcasts. Every week they do a new one. This week, it's 10 Terrible Health Food Myths. There are so many things in the wellness category, things that people think they know or don't know. So just give us one of the 10 as a teaser so that people can now say, I'm going to go to Jack's podcast. I want to hear the rest of this.
Well, just whole grain breakfast cereals. People, you know, you walk down the aisle in the supermarket and there's got to be 50, 75 different boxes of cereal.
Oh, my God, yes.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Sugar content.
Sugar content and the fact that most of these things, even the whole grain cereals, were made in a processing plant where the interior of the whole grain has been exposed to oxygen. The bran, the oil has been exposed. It has gone rancid. Rancid vitamin E is known to be a carcinogen. And these things are laced with sugar, otherwise you would not eat them. Ooh. I remember a nutrition class back in school, at Palmer, and our nutritionist, someone was asking him the question, what was the best cereal to eat? And he said, I'll tell you what,
you walk
down the aisle, and if you do not get one that has sugar listed in all the different names that sugar is presented, do not get one that has sugar in the first four ingredients. And we found, I think it was three or four boxes of cereal. We actually called his challenge out and went and looked. There was three or four boxes that did not have sugar in the first four ingredients. And it was something like All Bran or you know, something that was,
yes,
that you would dump sugar all over it in order to eat it.
Eat it, yeah, right, exactly. We were looking at, you know, you think granola and those sorts of things are, they're safe. But they really aren't, because they put all kinds of things in them. Again, is it just Americans? I mean, I sometimes in traveling come across some of the things that are good for you, and they just don't taste good. And in order to get Americans to eat them, they lace them with sugar or put some kind of honey or, you know, that, like Cheerios, honey-dipped Cheerios. Those are supposed to be okay because they don't have sugar on them. I suppose they're better than sugar-coated Cheerios.
Yeah, but you still got processed grains. You still have grains. You know, we weren't really designed to eat grain all that much anyway. But if you're going to do it, you've got to soak this stuff in water. You've got to rinse the water off to get the phytic acid off the surface of these grains. Phytic acid gets into your digestive system. It blocks the absorption of calcium. It blocks the absorption of magnesium. And several other problems are caused by this. So you would soak in water, pour it off, soak it in water for several hours, pour it off. And then, you know, once it starts, the hull starts to soften. You're turning it from a grain into a vegetable. And if you just have to eat your grains, then that's the way you want to do it. Wait till the hull softens a bit, warm it up, pour your, you know, raw milk or whatever else over it you're going to put. And then that way, grain has become a vegetable. The enzymes have become active. They're no longer dormant. And it's a food that you can actually get some kind of nutrition out of.
Okay. This is the how-to when it comes to how to eat. So 10 terrible health food myths. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There was a story over the weekend, this past weekend, the first known case of a superbug since 2008. Oh. And one wonders whether the news media give us some instruction here. This is a bacteria in a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman. which is not treatable, apparently, according to anything that we have around in this country that is used to fight infections. So then it's an E. coli of some sort, which is normally something that can be treated pretty well by conventional methods.
Yeah, some of these articles actually are honest enough to say that we created these things. Mm-hmm. We created these things through the use of extremely powerful antibiotics in a hospital setting. And you know, when you've got some reason, upper respiratory infection, sinus, whatever, ear stuff, and you go and you get a prescription for antibiotics, they usually say use it for 7 days, or they'll say use it for 10 days, but don't stop. Once you start using it, don't stop. Mm-hmm. Because in the first few days you kill off the weak ones. They disappear with the first or second round of antibiotics. It's the stronger ones that take the full length of the prescriptive period to try to kill them off. And then even some of them survive, actually in some cases go deeper into the tissue to defend themselves. And they breed in a deeper sense. And this is where they're the ones that reproduce. You're reproducing the strongest, the ones that were resilient to that antibiotic. And if you're on antibiotics long enough, you've got to go to a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one. And you keep sifting through the process till what you have left is the Superman bug, the super bug that they're talking about now, that no known antibiotic will even touch. Even the strong vancomycin, colistin, which is one of the most powerful they have, will not touch this bug.
So what happens? What happens to this woman?
If her immune system itself, and remember that using antibiotics suppress your own immune response, because the antibiotics attack your own immune cells. And if her own immune cell cannot stop this thing, I don't know how long she's going to be around.
Wow. That's pretty chilling stuff.
Well, it is. Especially when you're the one that they tell, hey, you know, here's what's going on, and we've tried this and this and this, and nothing seems to be working, but don't worry, we'll finally get this.
Well, but is this an example of someone who, if they had a high, most of the time you're talking about E. coli bacteria infections like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all being treatable or not even having an impact if you have a really strong, good, healthy immune system? Is that not the case here?
Well, that's what you and I have talked about for a decade now.
Right.
Exactly. And then there are people who get these infections, and they succumb to the infection early because they had weakened immune responses to begin with. The fact that she has gone as long as she has, I think, is a testimony to some degree as to how strong her own immune response is.
Wow.
But it's like, you know, they'll publish figures like, what, 30, 35,000 people die of the flu every year, which is nonsense. It's only about 1,200 to 1,500. It's just that some people get the flu, they get hospitalized because the flu is so bad, the flu progresses to pneumonia. And these are older people. It's the pneumonia that they succumb to. Yet the figures the CDC want to put out there is that they died of the flu, which is not true. They died from pneumonia. So these numbers are always being played with anyway.
All right. So let's talk a little about other things that are causing, the news media is trying to cause a panic, whether it's the Zika virus or measles. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, available at 888-302-3684. If you have a question, I'll try to get to some of the questions that come in emails. But if you have a question, you want to share something you found out about your own body, your own history medically, things that doctors have told you and you don't understand, or you don't like your doctor and you like Jack's ideas, you can call and ask for his opinion, because that's what it is. It isn't going to be, I mean, it may be based on some factual information, but we don't know. We're not treating you because we can't really see you. But
no.
Sometimes if there's a question, we can come up with an answer that makes sense. Jack has a license. I don't. I'm happy to practice without a license. Jack needs a license, but it's here. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Good Day Health at 16 past the hour.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed. Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Do you know your cataract IQ? Cataracts are one of the most common eye health issues experienced as we age, a condition that clouds the eye's lens, locking or changing how light passes into the eye. Millions of people over the age of 60 have cataracts, and it is the leading cause of blindness worldwide. To spread awareness about cataracts and importance of understanding treatment options, Alcon has launched the Know Your Cataract IQ campaign. A 2016 survey conducted by Alcon of approximately 1,000 adults age 60 and over who have been diagnosed but not treated for cataracts reported that only 25% of respondents said they have a full understanding of the condition. The results showed that while cataracts are not preventable, nearly half, 45%, of those surveyed did not know whether they are or are not, indicating that there is still a need for patients to talk to their doctor about the condition and best treatment options. To find out your cataract IQ and gain knowledge for you or a loved one, take the quiz at www.cataractiq.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Doug Steffen and the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has offered to send along a cold and flu support system. You can call the office. Actually, probably easier if they'd send an email, I'm going to guess. But if you want to get Jack's note, Jack's number, it's 801-523-1890, or you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and get this flu support guide, how to get your body to detox and heal quickly. That information for all those of us who don't want to suffer. Yeah, this year it seems to be worse than usual, the cold and flu season extending beyond when it normally does. At this time of year, we'd normally be off the cold worries, and the Meredith had a horrible cold, and her immune system was down. She was kind of out of it for close to a month because her immune system was just weak. And she does the best she's got. She's on to all of the things that you have, but I'm not sure she's as steady on it as she ought to be. And that's one of the other things. When you get on this stuff, you're really steady.
Yeah, you need to be there for a bit. Mm-hmm. But if people would rather email me, just office@jackstockwell.com. Yeah. Office, and we'll send it to you just through Gmail. It's for free, but it's what Mary and I use. And remember, you know, this point you just brought up about how people seem to be hanging on to this stuff longer and longer. This lady back east that got this really bad infection from this version of E. coli. Remember, there are varying degrees of this kind of infection. And so on a lower level, some people are really sick.
21 after the hour.
D.C. Jazz Festival, in the heart of the nation's capital, celebrates renowned masters and emerging artists from across the jazz spectrum. From June 10th to 19th, the festival features over 300 artists, more than 60 venues all over D.C. See artists like Kamasi Washington, Maceo Parker, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Eddie Palmieri, and more. The world's best jazz is coming to Washington, D.C. Wherever you are, it's easy to be a part of it. For more information and tickets, head to dcjazzfest.org. That's dcjazzfest.org.
On the heels of World MS Day, a globally recognized awareness day for people living with multiple sclerosis, comes a new global initiative. Sanofi Genzyme has launched Versus MS, a campaign to shed light on and address the physical and emotional burden of MS, uncovered in a global survey. Two-thirds of respondents living with relapsing MS said MS affected their ability to keep their job. More than half had memory issues, and nearly half felt limited by depression or anxiety. Dr. Ann Bass, MS Clinical Director, Neurology Center of San Antonio, says, quote, having a true understanding of your MS experience today allows your care team to make better decisions that may help delay disease progression tomorrow, end quote. The Versus MS initiative aims to strengthen the global MS community and encourages everyone to join the movement and declare themselves versus MS by visiting vs-ms.com. Each declaration triggers a Sanofi Genzyme donation to the Multiple Sclerosis International Federation.
All hot rod enthusiasts, come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
Service and on your side with lots of commentary about things that are happening, medically speaking, in the news, ideas and questions from listeners. I want to thank Dr. Lisa Thompson, who is at Good Day Show. The Twitter conversation continues at Good Day Show. Dr. Thompson, good to have you listening. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The measles in Arizona. There is a report of a couple of people. This is when the measles, 150 people, I guess, from a couple of years ago. And now we go back for 10, 15 years. You were talking about pneumonia getting people who have flu and colds. But this is also, pneumonia is the most common cause. You know, everybody says cancer number one and heart disease number two. Well, really, that's not true. Pneumonia is number one, isn't it, in terms of how people die, really?
Well, the published figures for pneumonia, and then again, it all depends on who's reporting this stuff. Because, you know, one person will look at somebody with pneumonia and someone else will talk about some kind of compromised aspect of their immune system. And still, when you're talking about the number of heart-related deaths, you're over 600,000. Cancer-related deaths over 500,000. The third one now, of course, is medicine, which is about just short of 300,000. Mm-hmm. So you got over a million people a year just dying from those three things. But right behind it is infectious diseases, and pneumonia would fit right into that.
Right. All right. So the measles outbreak in Arizona, the news media is trying to make something out of this. What do you recommend when people see a story about measles anywhere, if there happens to be measles?
According to the CDC, the last person to die of measles was in 2003, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, measles was everywhere when you and I were kids. And yeah, as more and more water treatment was taking place in the first half of the last century, less and less of these childhood diseases were showing up. But by the time the measles vaccine had showed up, the same thing with the other childhood diseases, by the time the vaccine showed up, even polio, these diseases were almost completely eradicated. Polio was more than 90% gone by the time Sabin's and the Salk vaccine showed up. By the time the measles vaccine showed up, and I think was in the 30s, if I remember correctly, but mm-hmm, I could be wrong, it was almost 90% gone. Just because town after town, city after city, started serious water treatment, getting rid of the pathogens that were coming through the water system that was infecting everybody, and improved sewer treatment to get rid of the waste as fast as possible to keep it away from the water supply. And the more we did that, the cleaner the water, the cleaner the food, the healthier the people. And so every time people start backing away from the cash flow, and vaccinations is an incredible cash cow, news like this starts showing up. At least they were honest to admit the first person in Arizona to get the measles was vaccinated for it.
All right, well, let's talk about vaccines for a minute. We have about 60 seconds here to look at this California law Governor Brown signed last week requiring everybody going to school to have vaccines, some 40 different things, taking away the freedom, the right to choose.
Yeah.
You and I have the same opinion on vaccines, but there's no way to fight this, really.
Well, just with education. Just with education and realizing, as I, on your show, debated Dr. Paul Offit at the Philadelphia Children's Hospital a number of years ago, and I confronted him, and he's Dr. Vaccine, and I confronted him on the air. I said, listen, there are no long-term studies upon which you can base your claims. And, of course, he argued with me, and he sent me one, and it was 2 weeks long. And it was one that he did. There are no long-term studies on vaccinations. You cannot prove either side of the argument because there are no long-term studies.
All right. Food for thought on Good Day. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating
over again when we get positive recognition or successful, sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Of the water, you're in the air, on the air. This is the Good Day program. Good Day Health on the air, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known Nuka chiropractor. He's a board member of the Standards and Certification Group that oversees what those chiropractors and other chiropractors are doing. I find smart health to be what Jack dispenses. You can join us either in conversation on the air at 888-302-3684 with your problem, or you can send an email along to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jack or info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The Forbidden Doctor site is something that I noticed Dr. Jennifer Wilder, MD, like. She's tweeting. We have a live Twitter feed going on at Good Day Show. Help yourself to that. And also, hello, shout out to the people at WBZA in the Albany Schenectady area, WSDE also out in Cobleskill, listening to the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The business about research and Zika. Zika getting headlines like the measles and all these other things that seem to, at first blush, be a lot of hype. And now I'm not sure what to believe about Zika. The research that's being done down in Brazil connects this stuff to Monsanto, although Monsanto, at least in this circumstance, you know that I'm no lover of Monsanto, but there seemed to be a credible reason not to think that Monsanto and their herbicide was responsible for this. But are you saying no to that, or you're saying that the original attempt to keep them out of it isn't true?
No, I'm just saying it's up in the air. There are credible researchers down there saying that before the Zika virus thing broke out into the news, one of Monsanto's products, larvicide, was being used down there as a pesticide herbicide kind of combo. And they were having these microcephaly problems with children in areas where there was heavy spraying of larvicide. And so some of the researchers saying, don't be so quick here. Don't be so quick to pin this all on Zika. That may be just a distraction. There may be something else that's going on in this area. So I'm just saying I'm open to it, Doug. I'm just, you know, I'm not ready to just, you know, eliminate any other possibility other than the mosquito the Aegyptus Anopheles that they say is the carrier of Zika. There may be something else going on.
Do we still hold with the theory that if you are wearing these little sort of bracelets that come from, not DEET, because DEET apparently has some negative impact on you, but what's the stuff that's that's in those little candles? Begins with a C.
I know what
citronelle.
You're saying. Citronelle.
Yeah,
citronelle. Citronelle.
Right. So does that work? Is that, I mean, just keeping these things away. But there's like talk of shutting down the Olympics because of the Zika
virus. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what expands the whole conspiracy idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Brazil's I don't think you want to get into this, but part of the BRICS nations, and the BRICS nations are at odds against the IMF and. You know, you could really go crazy with some of the stories that are being spread around.
All right, keep going, Doug. Keep it moving. the problem with ovarian cancer, growing health concern among American women. A poll that I saw over the weekend revealed that ovarian cancer is the third most feared disease behind breast cancer and heart disease for women. This year, ovarian cancer will be diagnosed in more than 25,000 women, and 14,000 will die from this disease. The focus on women over the age of 57, for whatever the reason. Most women that get ovarian cancer die within 5 years. It's hard to detect. And so I was thinking about this when I heard this, the protocol, and I think I started saying this on the air, and I don't know where I'm going, and you never should do, cardinal rule number one of conversation on the radio is never, it's like a lawyer, don't ask a question for which you do not know the answer. And
yes.
In this circumstance, I don't remember where I where I heard this, but there was something that came to light. And I don't know whether it was on a Facebook page that I saw, and I think I even retweeted it, a way of keeping yourself from getting cancer no matter what it is. And I'm going to do this. While you have this conversation, I'm going to my Facebook page and see if I can find what the heck it is. It's one of those things that sticks in your mind, and then you don't know, okay, where did I get this? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, or am I just talking to myself here?
I think
I may be talking to myself.
To some degree, I guess. Underlying.
Thanks, pal.
Underlying all these kinds of issues, cancer or whatever else, Parkinson's, central nervous system disorders, cancer disorders, cardiopulmonary problems. We still have to go, and I know it sounds like a broken record, we still have to go back to the gut, because inside the gut is 85% of our immune system, our immune response. Most of our neurotransmitters in our brain are produced in the gut, transported to the brain for use in the brain. And when we have the standard American diet that is depleted in nutrition, it's depleted in the micronutrients, macronutrients that we need because we're eating out of boxes and bags and cans and in a 15-minute dinner prep, we are stunting the body's ability to deal with what it has dealt with for tens of thousands of years on this planet without this level of degenerative disease that we see. And so even cancer, I mean, cancer, they tell us, is a hesitant, sluggish immune response. The natural killer cell, it's part of the T lymphocytes, is designed to kill and destroy cancer cells. People can have a blood test, and they can see the NK, the natural killer cell, in the blood, but it's just sitting there doing nothing. And in other people that are robust and healthy and haven't had so much as a headache in the last 10 years, they find these natural killer cells very active. Then there's also the pancreatic part of this, where the pancreas is producing trypsin and chemotrypsin that we've known now for well over 100 years. And this is what we produce in our long-life energy enzymes, has a tremendous anti-cancer effect.
Turmeric.
Turmeric has an anti-cancer effect. But there's a lot of herbs that have an anti-cancer effect. Turmeric, curcumin, part of what makes Indian food so tasty.
Yep.
The curry aspect. is well known. I mean, there's parts of India where they have this all day long, and yep. These people have virtually no cancer in their midst at all.
Okay, so what I was focused on was seeing something about a ginger, and how having enough ginger. I think actually Bob Kay, you know, on my staff, brought this to my attention first. The fact that if you have an ample amount of ginger every day, there's study after study after study after study that suggests you will ward off any kind of cancer that you might be able, male, female, prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, supposedly getting ginger into your system every day is a way to make sure that you overcome what you might be otherwise. I mean, Americans use this nonstick cookware. It's a carcinogenic. I mean, it's, come on, this kind of stuff. But I'm looking at all kinds of things, artificial sweeteners, the things, the foods, the air fresheners, the things that we expose ourselves to, cleaning products, all the stuff in the modern world is supposed to make our lives better, but basically doesn't. Because it contains all kinds of horrible stuff. These can be countered, apparently, lung cancer, colon cancer, cancerous tumors. This ginger root thing is amazing. Do you agree? What do you know about? Okay, I'm just talking about a post that I saw, which is pretty convincing. So what do you know about ginger and cancer?
Well, ginger is a stimulant for the immune system. So is curcumin. Iodine. The iodine depletion in most of our diets is causing us to lean in those directions as well. And this is...
So are you one who, I don't remember, although I know Standard Process has an iodine that you have sent to me or that I use and you've sent to me. Iodine, kelp, that sort of thing is something that we ought to take into our system every day?
Well, we put, too much? You know, our brand new product, Ageless Thyroid. I just got an email from someone up in northern Alaska, up near Barrow, just telling us what a difference this stuff has made for them. It's got, we made sure it has iodine in it. Mm-hmm. Mary and I sat in a conference a good 10 years ago where we heard the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at UCLA and another fellow who was the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at Drexel in Philadelphia. And both of these men were just in speaking in hushed tones because the FDA doesn't like this, that the reason we have such an explosion of cancer in this country and other diseases, cardiovascular, of course, is because we took iodine out of our white flour, took it out of our bread back in the 50s and the 60s, and by the 70s it was all gone, and all we had after that was just bromine, which is a poison, but bromine makes a hardier bread than the iodine did. And because of that, they say that we're sicker than hell right now throughout this entire country. Mm-hmm. And these are very prominent doctors, very prominent researchers. But they were very clear about the need for iodine. And then ginger. You know, there's nothing wrong with having some a couple of doses of that during the week with your food. There's nothing wrong with having some curcumin.
I wondered if they were one, not one and the same, but if they had the same effect. Because I know that curcumin, turmeric, is really good. I've seen that any number of places over the years.
Well, spices. We've known for a long time that spices generate and invigorate the immune system. And this is something that precedes any laboratory research, you know, in the last couple of hundred years. We've known for centuries,
yep,
that spices invigorate the body's immune response.
The health news this week focusing on cancer. A lot of cancer news every week. But this week, we seem to be a step closer to the holy grail of a universal cancer vaccine. Again, trending on Twitter, at Good Day Show, a new therapy that tricks your immune system into thinking cancer is a virus. This new therapy detects the invading virus in your body, then mounts an attack on the disease at that point. This has been tested on 3 patients who had melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. In each case, a strong immune response against the cancer was seen and worked quite well. Now, these are experimental. A lot of stuff goes on that isn't, you know, it's a big, our country has a big business of, you know, cancer treatment. There's a lot of money, billions and billions and billions. So there's not really a strong desire on the part of the industry itself to find a cure for cancer. But in other countries, that's not the case. And so thus, this information, hopefully helpful. An anecdotal update on something that was trending at Twitter at Good Day Show. Hope that's been announced. Women who quit smoking, women who are trying to quit, ought to stop in the second half of their monthly cycle, according to research that was out this week. Your levels of estrogen and progesterone drop when you have your period, but the brain's reward system is heightened at the same time. So that means that women are more likely to cave into temptation like smoking at that point in their cycle. Researchers hope that the new findings will lead to more targeted cessation treatments. So, can you imagine the ad for this? Women, quit smoking at this time. So there's going to be an estrogen patch on one side of your arm and a quit smoking patch on the other arm. I suppose crazier things have happened. Lots of great information. I hope you're taking it all in. This program is about information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
It's summer driving season 2016, but the average car is 11 and a half years old. AAA says more than 35% of Americans plan to travel more than 50 miles for vacations. Lauren Fix, the car coach, says it's more important than ever to be prepared.
We're using apps instead of maps and talking on the phone wherever we go. All those distracted drivers make the roads very dangerous. The goal is a safe, enjoyable road trip, especially for long trips or family vacations.
It's also illegal in many states to talk on cell phones while driving. Now there's an easy, inexpensive way to bring your ride up to speed.
The JBL Trip is a portable Bluetooth speaker that syncs with your smartphone. You'll hear crystal clear directions from navigational apps, listen to your favorite sounds, and make and receive calls all hands-free.
And when you arrive, just unclip the JBL Trip from your car visor for great JBL quality audio on the beach, at your hotel, anywhere you go. Just $99. For more, go to Best Buy or JBL.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com. Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
Health program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to answer your questions and to talk about some of the latest information in his podcast, which you can sign up for at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's interesting when you are, as I am, very curious about matters of the body and the brain, what you come across if you're even the slightest bit curious. There's a new research report that has led scientists to an hypothesis, Jack, that Alzheimer's may stem from leftover toxic remains from the brain's effort to fight off infection. This study could explain the origin of the brain plaque or diseased debris that then, according to the hypothesis anyway, would lead one to get things... in the brain that would keep the brain from functioning. I have long thought that if I take a lot of oils, eat a lot of fish, and get fish oil in my system, plus take things like our Super Beets product, which pushes blood all through your body because of the opening up of the veins and arteries because of the nitrates in beets. That gets all of the blood to your brain, your muscles, all over your body. But according to this thing that was published in the Washington University School of Medicine Press, outside-the-box thinking suggests, with research they've done on roundworms, fruit flies, and mice, what the heck that's got to do with our brain. But anyway, it's sort of a novel study and gives you cause again to think. Because everybody's trying to take a shot at Alzheimer's. Why do we have it? So, well, your theory.
Well, again, it's the body's detoxification methods. The body needs to be constantly cleaning itself out all the time, all the cells, including all the cerebral cells, the cells that make up the cortex, the cells that make up the white matter, put the brain together in its operating condition. We have cerebral spinal fluid that's constantly flowing through the brain, but recent research shows that the flow of the CSF through the brain that is nourishing the brain cells can be retarded, slowed down. Research shows that blood draining through the jugular veins, The dural venal sinuses, the system that gets all of the blood, the oxygenated blood, all of the metabolites, everything else out of the brain can be retarded and slowed down to a significant degree that this stuff builds up inside the system. It's the same thing that takes place in other parts of the body. The body is bringing nutrition in, and it has to get the breakdown of that nutrition out as fast as it possibly can. Mm-hmm. If it's starved nutritionally, there's going to be problems. If there's the trash removal system is retarded, especially in the brain, you're going to find there's going to be a buildup of problems. That's why so many aspects of the body can be greatly advantaged by a healthy gut, by a healthy pancreas. Mm-hmm. Both of these are so very intimately involved in being able to detoxify the system. And it's a slowdown of the detoxification that causes these things.
I'm looking at something that's being researched. I think Parkinson's comes into Alzheimer's and dementia. All of those things seem to have a connection in the mitochondrial efficiency, that is the little eensy-teensy veins that bring or arteries that bring blood around. And so this research that I'm looking at looks at, I can't even pronounce this, nicotinamide riboside. What the heck is that? Does that ring a bell with you, Nick?
How's it being used? It sounds like it may be related to vitamin B3.
Yeah. Well, isn't that all the vitamin B? You're supposed to take a lot of vitamin B.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough vitamin B or vitamin D in our system. You know, everybody takes vitamin C. Yeah, I know. I got to have that good vitamin, a good general.
But it has
vitamin.
To be food based. It has to be whole food based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not getting your vitamins from whole food sources, these synthetic fractions that we buy over the counter are just going to lead to more vitamin deficiencies. It's just crazy. That's why we're doing this show, to try to stem the tide of this craziness out there.
Right. There is a lot of crazy stuff. All right. Well, we've done a good job in this hour covering a lot of things. Thank you for your input. Following us on Twitter at Good Day Show helps to bring in questions. I had a couple that I can't get to because we got distracted by other things, as we normally do on our own personal conversation.
Sure.
TheForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for the podcast and look and see the products that Jack has developed with his wife, Mary. Very important. ForbiddenDoctor.com. This Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.